Hello, everyone. Welcome to the April 23rd, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for April 23rd to April 30th and beyond? The retrograde periods of Mercury last about 22 to 24 days. Mercury began a retrograde period on April 9th. Now we are in the final week of the Mercury retrograde period, and due to the proximity of Mercury to Uranus, the planet of unusual events, this Mercury retrograde period has already turned out to be a bit more dodgy than usual. Mercury is the planet of media reports. When it is retrograde, the information is often incorrect and even misleading. Example, the Navy carrier strike force that was announced to be heading for North Korea, creating an immediate blizzard of anxiety, but in reality, the ships were heading in the opposite direction to the Indian Ocean for maneuvers with the Australian Navy. And now, over a week later, the task force is said to be finally on its way to Korea. As the planet of the media, Mercury also represents journalists and TV reporters. Uranus is the planet of unexpected events. Top cable news host Bill O'Reilly said he was going on vacation, but in reality he was being fired from his job at Fox due to a long list of sexual harassment charges. During the coming week, as retrograde Mercury backs up in Aries, it will be getting closer and closer to its exact conjunction with Uranus. This is a rather worrisome situation, making the final week of this Mercury retro period prone to unforeseen events, including a high probability of shocking news because Uranus is the planet of radical stuff and Mercury is the planet of communications and media reports. When Mercury is retrograde, its significations don't work normally. People don't think rationally. Communications get screwed up. Mistakes in transactions happen, information is incorrectly reported, equipment malfunctions are more likely, and the delay factor creates a lot of frustration. This last is especially a problem in the sign Aries, an action-oriented sign that is naturally impatient for results. Due to combining with the energy of Uranus, the irrational thinking, misunderstandings, and miscalculations common to retrograde Mercury get amplified, taking on an added dimension of unpredictability and unusual consequences, with a strong potential for disruption, even chaos. This week, as the exact conjunction approaches, the potential for things going haywire gets really high. So, best to be cautious about making wrong choices and be ready to steer clear of anything that looks the least bit dubious. The exact conjunction will be on Friday, April 28th, just in time for the U.S. Congress to vote on passing a budget. Mercury is the planet of making choices, and therefore voting. Uranus is the planet of independence and rebellion. How long does this unfavorable situation continue? Not too much longer. Mercury will end its retrograde period on May 3rd at 0 degrees, Aries. But even then, Mercury will still be only 1 degree from Uranus, therefore still influenced by the planet of unexpected bizarre events. Mercury slowly returns to normal forward motion over the next several days, and by mid-May will be pulling far enough away from Uranus that it can start operating normally again. The new moon will be on Wednesday, April 26th. This is the Aries new moon and has some important signification since Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's a good sign for new beginnings, for initiating new projects. This lunation begins the Hindu lunar month Vaishakha, named for Vishakha, the nakshatra, the lunar sign, of the full moon, which will be on May 10th. Vishakha is considered good for setting goals and attaining them. Unfortunately, this year the Aries new moon is sharing its sign with retrograde Mercury and Uranus, a rather dubious combination that queers the energy of the month, making it unfavorable for starting any new project. Okay, so how about some good news for a change? Venus ended its retrograde period on April 15th. The planet of romance and pleasure, harmony and agreement, is finally back to normal forward motion in the zodiac. And Venus is in Pisces, its sign of exaltation. So this sounds good. The loving, pleasurable qualities of Venus do well in Pisces, a naturally romantic, idealistic sign. But wait a minute, there's a little problem here. Saturn, the reality check planet, is in position to send a square aspect to Venus, which was exact last week, and still in close proximity during this week. Saturn, the planet of harsh reality, restriction and delay, inhibits and otherwise interferes with Venus's ability to express itself. Venus is the planet of compromise and agreement, and with Saturn, the reality check planet, in an inimical aspect, agreements have to take into account harsh realities. Cue the congressional budget debate. Venus is the planet of value and finance. Saturn is the reality check planet. Therefore, markets tend to fall under this influence, as they did last week. Since Venus only just recently went back to normal forward motion, it will take a couple of weeks for it to get back up to speed and to escape Saturn's influence. So, back to the good news. We can look forward to Venus significations getting better in May. And now, before leaving you my little pitch for donations, if you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.